أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما، وألحقنا بعبادك الصالحين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وآله في الأولين، وصل على سيدنا محمد وآله في الآخرين، وصل على سيدنا محمد وآله في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين، وعن الملائكة المقربين وأنبياء الله أجمعين، وعن الشهداء والصديقين والصالحين، وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الله. قد أفلح من تزكى. That's what Maulana recited. Successful is the one who seeks تزكية أو تزكى. قد أفلح. Indeed has arrived at success. Who has arrived at success? من تزكى. Maulana. It's not important. Many people, they choose all kinds of ways to success. Or they think success may be in many things. Maybe a combination of things. Maybe this and that. But Allah Rabbul Izzah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The success only lies in the path of tazkiyah. Whoever seeks tazkiyah, that's the one who's successful. Because the human being is filled with diseases. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being fi ahsani taqweem. Lakin Allah takes the human being back fi asfali safilin. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. So your beginning was أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, the best and the most purest of ways. That's your beginning. لكن the end is, نسأل الله العافية والسلامة, أسفل سافلين إلا الذين طبعا إلا الذين آمنوا. And therefore Allah puts this road in front of us. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر. تزكية. And the first thing Allah tells us about the تزكية, what? The first word after tazakka, what does he say? Wa dhakar. Wa dhakar. Wa dhakar. Yani, those who are in the dhikr of Allah. Wa dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat. Alladhina yadhkurun Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubi. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, successful are he or she who seek تَزْكِيَةً. Not he or she who claims تَزْكِيَةً. Allah says, لَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't claim تَزْكِيَةً to yourself. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. He is the one who only knows those who have tazkiyah. On one hand, he orders you not to claim tazkiyah. On the other hand, he tells you successful are those who seek tazkiyah. So seek tazkiyah and not claim it. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرْ. ذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Well, therefore, this whole, you can run around. Many of us, they choose to take the run around in life. And you will. Many people, no matter what you tell them, most of us, no matter what you tell them, they still want to run around. Run. Run all you want. If Allah gives you time at the end to reflect, you will realize that the only way is قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And that means you return to basics, square one. You haven't gone anywhere. Yeah, you are running, but you're just burning. You're not running anything. You're not cutting any distance. You're not moving anywhere. You're in square one. That's if Allah gives you time. And for those whom Allah does not give them that opportunity to reflect and realize, they'll go and they'll realize eventually. So it's one of the two ways. That's why Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, dhkuru Allah dhikran, kathira, wasabbihuhu bukratan, wa asila, huwa alladhi يصلي عليكم وملائكته واي ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. Hey, these are your first درجات. The beginners are يا أيها الذين آمنوا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, if you're a beginner, what do? اذكروا الله. قد أفلح من تزكى. اذكروا الله what? ذكرا كثيرا. Make ذكر of Allah a lot. كثيرا. هذه the first درجة. The first درجة of the one who goes to Allah is ذكرا كثيرا. The first درجة of going to Allah are those who do ذكرا كثيرا. Those who do ذكرا قليلا, little ذكر, are not going anywhere. And those are usually the complainers. What happened? Why isn't Jibreel coming to me and telling me this is what you want? What would you like to do? لأنه هذا غير ذائق أصلا. He hasn't tasted or she hasn't tasted anything. All they're trying to taste is lick whatever is remaining from the dunya, thinking that this is the akhirah. And that's why Allah says in the beginning of مراتب الواصلين ومدارج السالكين, يعني in the beginning of the درجات of the سالكين, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. And he called the منافقين لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. The منافقين make ذكر but قليلا. And the مؤمنين Allah orders them to do ذكرا كثيرا. And therefore your first درجة in the سلوك to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that your ذكر is كثيرا. If your ذكر is not كثيرا, you're not going anywhere. You're not moving anywhere. You're not doing any saluk. You're not moving anywhere. If your dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not kathira, then you're not falling under the ayah here. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru allaha dhikran kathira. Kathira. This is the first daraja of those who seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that their dhikr is kathir. Huh? Why is it important? Because it is so you can get ready to enter, get ready to go up. You can't go to the salah if you are on the state of impurity. You have to be on the state of purity so you can go to the salah. If you're in the state of purity, then you can make wudu. And then once you make wudu, you can go to the salah. If you are on a state of spiritual impurity, there is no way you can do the salah of the muhibbin and the salah of the muqarrabin and those who are close to Allah. How can you? You can't even get from the beginning. And the way of the muhibbin and the salikin is dhikran kathira. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idhkuru Allah dhikran. فَقُلْتُ اذْكُرُوا رَبَّكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. If you make ذكر كثيرا, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا, then Allah will forgive you. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. That's more correct, Allah knows. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. If you make istighfar and if you make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives you, He purifies you, so you take your spiritual purity. And then you get ready to what? To see Allah says in the beginning of the ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. That's for the beginners. Then he says, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. That's for the advanced or the middle people who have already been on ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا for a while, not have been on ذِكْرًا قَلِيلًا, let alone no ذِكْر whatsoever. La, those who have been on ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, now they're ready to move. After they have been with dhikr, and the dhikr has become part of them and they become part of it. Then Allah says, وَسَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and make tasbih of him in the mornings and at night. What is a tasbih? When Allah says, وَسَبِّحُوا, what does that mean? When do you do tasbih? When do you say subhanallah? What does that mean to say subhanallah and you do it? What does it mean? Tell me. Glory be to Allah. What is that? Okay, so when do you say it? When, or what does it mean? Does it, it means glory to Allah. So when are you enticed, or when are you, when does it come onto your tongue and onto your heart? Subhanallah. When you are in the shuhud of the azama, when you are witnessing the glory of Allah, that's when it comes to you. I know now you force yourself to say it from a kalam point of view, because you're arguing theoretical issues, or you say it when you are whatever it is. Lakin the automatic saying of it is when you are in the mushahada of the azama of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are witnessing the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes automatically, subhanallah. And there's two kinds of mushahada. Mushahada to that, yani anwaru that or anwaru sifat. Notice when al-malaika were with in that conversation with Allah, what did Allah tell them? قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. What did they say? سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا. Allah عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He taught Adam all the names, everything. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then he exposed Adam now to the Malaika after he taught Adam everything. The Malaika thought they knew. Like when Allah taught Adam and then exposed him before the Malaika, what did the Malaika do when they saw this knowledge of Adam? They witnessed effects or anwar of the sifa of ilm. Therefore they said, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Lakin when Yunus alayhi salam was in the bottom of the ocean, in the bottom of the whale, and it was dhulumat, darkness over darkness over darkness, he wasn't witnessing the anwar of the sifat or the attributes as much as he was seeking the anwar of the that. That's why wa Yunus idh nada fi dhulumat, subhanaka la ilaha illa ant. Not subhanaka la ilma lana. He's not in the ilm now. Subhanaka la ilaha illa ant. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Wahada mushahadat al-azama. He was witnessing the azama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So based on his mushahada is what his lisan of the heart or the tongue of the heart translated. What the heart or what the soul witnessed, and then what the malaika witnessed, when the malaika witnessed the effects of the ilm that Allah taught Adam, they went into witnessing that ilm and they went into tasbih. And therefore, those salikin, those of you who actually have done dhikr kathira for a while, حتى استوطن الذكر قلوبهم, and the dhikr has now resides in their hearts and in their souls, not on their tongues. The dhikr resides in their hearts and in their souls. They may be propelled now to witnessing tasbih truly. So they don't just say subhanallah from their tongues, but they say subhanallah as a consequence of them witnessing the glory of Allah's attributes, not just simply saying it. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. If you have done now dhikran kathira on your first stage, and now you are in the stage where you are actually witnessing the ishraqat, or the illuminations of and the anwar of the asma wa sifat, then obviously now you're eligible. You have now been shedding your sins from the dhikr, and you've reaching the maghfira. Then you came to the tasbih, and now you're witnessing, and these anwar have an illuminating effect on your heart. They now purify you. You were made eligible for the purification. Since now you witness the tasbih, now you are ready for these illuminations and you receive them. Once you receive them, obviously you're ready for the third level. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. Now you're ready to receive the salah from Allah on you. We have something where Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. In this ayah, Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. He is the one that makes salah on you. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. So you don't say the malaika are not there. The malaika also. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ. So once and for all, He takes you out. He forces you to exit. He takes you away from الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And if you are among the mu'mineen who, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, when he is رَحِيم بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So these are the three stages of your saluk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah puts them in this ayah very easily and very clear for those who want to follow. لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْب. For those who have a heart. أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Or actually has listened, not just heard. So I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables you to seek these path of tarbiyah and tazkiyah that Allah put in the Quran. You don't need anything else. That's one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us among those who are the dhakirin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those who do dhikr of Him and denounces those who do dhikr of other than Him. Those that know, as our shuyukh, rahimahumullah wa radiya anhum wa ardaahum wa nafa'na bihim, ameen, used to say, dhikrul khalqi da' وذكر الخالق دواء. The dhikr of the khalq is disease, and the dhikr of the khaliq is a cure. And therefore, the dhakirin are those who are, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ, not اذْكُرُوا الْمَخْلُوقِ. فَهَؤُلَاء, those people who are occupied in the dhikr of Allah, as Allah instructed in His book, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, قُلِ اللَّهِ, قُلِ اللَّهِ, then مولانا, ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Say Allah, the meaning of the ayah, قُلِ اللَّهِ, and then ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Then let the rest play around. يَلْعَبُونَ means playing. Like kids, when kids play in the nurseries, this is what we call لَعِب, يَلْعَب. قُلِ اللَّهِ, Allah says, وَنَذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهَمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Let them, the rest are playing around. Now, They think they're going somewhere. Lakin Allah told us that the only way of falah and najah, the only way of success, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرْ. مو ونسي, not قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَنَسِي and forgot. لا, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرْ. And there's no other way. You can choose whatever way you want. You can run around all circles you like. You can make your own circles. And most people do. You will come back to square one if you're fortunate. Yani if Allah gives you grants you an opportunity to reflect, you will have to come back to the very square one that you abandoned, thinking it's not for you. You got to make your own way. The way has already been made. There are no new ways. أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَهُ. So that's one. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for you. There is no spoon feeding in the path to Allah. Because Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ. You need to make dhikr of Allah ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. If you struggle and strive to do that, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle in our path, we shall guide them to us. Simple as that. But those who wanna yatamannuna ala Allahi al-amani, as Al-Quran mentions, those who have wishful thinking doesn't happen without effort on a usual basis, except for those whom Allah chooses. Now,